Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You can join us here toll-free, 855-453. This is Free Talk Live, and you may call in and talk about anything you'd like to discuss. Our toll-free number, again, 855-453. Skype us at Skype username lrn.fm. With you in studio tonight, you've got Ian
Cantwell
and Mark.
That's Chris from ChristopherCantwell.com. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We've got David in Mississippi via Skype. Hello, David.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's on your mind tonight?
I was really want to talk about incrementalism, but generally the button pushing has to do with incrementalism, or my opinion on it.
Now, just to bring our listeners up to speed, this conversation has come up again, and I don't know if it's come up on a show with the three of us on it before. I know you and I have had the discussion, Cantwell. I'm not sure if Mark has been here for them.
I've been here. Yeah. I've had these discussions certainly with Cantwell.
Okay. Well, it's about pushing the button to eliminate the state, and right when we left for the last break, there was more of a discussion about, well, what are the parameters on that? Mark, you were asking Chris some questions about what does it actually mean to push that button. And we can maybe dig in further if necessary. But, David, where did you want to go with the discussion here?
Well, my whole point was the bringing up the button was that it's not a safe route to liberty.
Who cares?
All that's going to happen when you end the state is that a bunch of, say where I live here in Mississippi, a bunch of yahoos are going to grab their crucifix and their rifle, and they're going to start rounding up gay people and slaughtering them.
Not if the gay people have rifles as well.
Most of them don't, unless they're code pink. Anyway, that's besides
the point. That's not my problem.
Code pink is not exactly big on gun ownership, by the way.
Yeah. This is your problem, Ian. Your problem is that you are willing to sacrifice anything in the form of human lives.
But it's not. I'm sorry. I don't know if you've noticed, but it's not safe to have government around. He just said it wouldn't be safe to press the button to end the state. Hello, governments are responsible for murdering millions of individuals in just the last 100 years alone.
I completely agree with you, Ian. I completely agree with you there. Government is the most terrible evil to ever have come into existence. The problem is that you have to abolish government incrementally. You cannot just snap your fingers.
Well, I know what you can't do because I live in this reality, right? And it's pretty apparent that none of us will be able to snap our fingers and get rid of the government. But the idea and the question here is that if you could end the greatest evil the world has ever known by pressing a button, you just said you wouldn't do it because you think someone would get hurt?
Well, I disagree that government is the greatest evil.
If I have cancer tomorrow and I go to one doctor and he's like, well, I'm going to take a little piece out today and then I'll open you up and take a little piece out tomorrow, and then I'll take a little piece out the day after that. I get really frustrated with that guy, and I go seek a second opinion, and he's like, no, let's get that piece of garbage out of there.
The incrementalism is more like chemotherapy in that it takes time.
Well, and I've heard it's awful.
Chemotherapy, hearts and minds.
Chemotherapy might be a situation where, you know, you've got, prostate cancer or something. You got some organ that you can't, fundamentally separate the tumor from, right? Or some organ that can't be removed or something to that effect. But generally speaking, if you can either take some, like, poisonous chemical that's going to make you lose your hair and be sick all the time, or you can have surgery and the thing gets removed on the spot and you don't have to deal with it anymore, the surgery tends to be a preferable thing. Now, I understand I've had family members with cancer before. Sometimes tumors are inoperable, yada, yada, yada. But I think that what you're kind of saying there, then, is that the government is sort of fused with us as a species, and I totally disagree with that. That's like the we are the government type of fallacy that keeps this institution in existence.
Look, I don't care what the button does, whether it eliminates all of the people who are in the state today, or if it just eliminates the idea of the state from their minds. I think either one of those situations is acceptable, and whatever the consequences are from it, they pale in comparison to the consequences of continuing with government for what might be hundreds of more years. I don't know how long this terrible, decrepit, violent, inhumane idea will continue to exist with us, but if I had that opportunity, I absolutely would press that button. It's the only humane thing to do.
So the idea of the state, the purpose of the state is to add order to lives that would be otherwise...
To extract wealth and to control.
To add order...
Murdering.
Okay.
What are you talking about,
Mark? The vast majority of people do not advocate for the state because they like being stolen from.
Yes, they
do. Acting like this is the case. People don't say, you know what I love? I love being stolen from and being threatened.
They love watching their team play on MSNBC because they are morons. They have no concept. You can't let them have this thing. You have to take it away from them.
They're not.
We just got done talking about stupid people voting. They don't get it. You give people the option to be irresponsible, and they will take it. David, go ahead.
You would have the Holy Atlantean Empire in the southeast. You would have like a recreation of the Holy Roman Empire.
It's absurd.
Except it would be Southern Baptists instead of Catholics.
That's crazy.
Not my problem.
You just try to imagine people putting together the monstrosity that you have today from scratch.
They couldn't do it that quickly.
Ridiculous. You take the modern environment, right? Like the state goes away. I know Al Gore might disagree with me, but the internet doesn't go with it, okay? And so the state goes away, and now people are having this conversation of, okay, well, I want to have a state, and there are other people who are saying, I don't want to have a state.
Right.
And then the people who are saying, I want to have a state, they're like, all right, let's just go ignore those anarchists. We're going to have ourselves a government. Now let's figure out how the government's going to function. Hang on a second. So they're going to say, okay, let's form a government. Now you've got 320 million people with real-time access to communications, all trying to say what they think the government should be and what its geographical boundaries should be. So ridiculously complex that you'd never get away with it. People are so fed up with the government as it stands that they want to have a constitutional convention. We've got, I think, 32 states already signed on to do this thing, and you're in a position where people are getting ready to alter or abolish the Constitution as it stands because they understand that this fundamentally does not work. So when people are getting together and trying to put this thing together from scratch, and everyone and 320 million people is putting in their 2 cents on it, it's going to be impossible to put the thing together.
Yeah, it'll be wonderful. I mean, if that could actually happen, boy, wouldn't that be just a wonderful morning to celebrate when you could finally wake up and press that button?
The question of the button is fundamentally a question of if you think the government has any legitimate purpose, right? If you think that the government can't be abolished in the push of a button, then what you're really saying is that the government actually has some kind of role to play here because it's going to keep all these other people in line. I don't need a government to keep those people in line. Unfortunately,
right,
a lot of people have already been disarmed, but...
Wait. I think it's important to point this out. It's not the government that keeps people in order. That's the illusion they want you to believe. First of all, if you look at the numbers of police to average people, they pale in comparison. There's like I think the national average is 500 regular people to every one cop. So we far outnumber these government agents. People obey because they're afraid. They know that there are these consequences and all that. But ultimately, you push the button, you make that go away. There's no legitimacy whatsoever to anything that remains. And we've seen that in a situation with no government, after Hurricane Katrina, for instance, the reason why there is peace and order in cities is because of average people. It was once the shop owners left, once the people in their homes had been disarmed, once people no longer were able to defend themselves in their property, that's when the looting began. That's when things started going crazy. It was when the government demanded that people leave, and of course, people being generally good, they did as they were told. But it's when the people are around is when things are calm. It's when things are generally okay. People get along. They respect each other's rights to a large extent. It's average people that keep order, not the armed men with the guns.
Hold on. I'm sorry. The anarchist contention here needs to settle down for a second. If a lack of stability is so grand, why are places like Somalia and Honduras...
What are you talking about, lack of stability? Why are you suggesting, again, that the lack of a state is a lack of stability? Thank you, David.
What has given the United States this the most productive piece of ground that we have out there? What has given it its edge over the other places in the world?
Relative freedom compared to other places.
That the government stayed out of the economy for as long as it did.
Yeah. Relative freedom, a respect of property rights, and a certain level of the rule of law, right? Like there's a certain these ideas.
I don't know if I believe that the rule of law really helped anything
you
at all. It probably hindered our economic progress.
At this point, the respect of property rights tends to operate right under the law. Okay? Like, you're not getting your property rights respected because people just are like, oh, this is really awesome, this whole idea.
Government laws are the ultimate violators of property rights.
Property rights are respected. Property rights are respected because people are raised to believe that way. They are taught that. Yes, they are.
They are raised to believe that way.
You don't get to take that from her. It's on the grade school playground.
They're raised that way everywhere.
There's more coming up here in moments. But you're more allowed to exercise it here in a lot of places.
Hi, Ron Paul here. Today, I have an urgent message for every American who's retired or thinking about retiring soon. You see, our own government's disastrous policies have now put you, me, and everyone over the age of 50 at great risk. Sometime in the near future, we're going to have yet another financial crisis. This one won't be solved with bailouts, and it will hit seniors the hardest. I fear there will be civil unrest, a drop in stock prices, pension fund collapses, big changes to Social Security and Medicare, the erosion of personal liberties, bank and brokerage closings, and ultimately a major crisis as the U.S. dollar is rejected for almost any non-paper alternative.
Don't let this happen to your retirement. Dr. Ron Paul strongly believes when the next crisis hits, there will be no warning, and the government won't save you. Go online to www.ronpaulwarning10.com where you'll learn simple steps you can take to protect your retirement. Go to www.ronpaulwarningthenumber10.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
By now, you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Cantwell, congratulations tonight on unveiling Mark's true statist tendencies. As just the mere discussion of a fantasy button has gotten him to come out and make ridiculous statements like the state provides stability and that we need the state around to keep people in line. Sounds kind of scary to me. That's my interpretation of what
you said. I would say that that's an accurate interpretation, but I don't think I said it. That I think that the state provides stability, yeah.
So that is an accurate interpretation.
Yeah, it's an accurate interpretation. Yeah. I just didn't say it.
Okay, that's what I was getting from you during the last segment. So if you want to share your thoughts here, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I think it's pretty clear that the state creates instability, and there's
I wouldn't disagree with that entirely.
I'm not just talking about in the Middle East or anything like that. I mean all over the place, everywhere around the world, wherever the state is, there's instability because it is nothing more than a large criminal gang.
The business cycles alone.
So we'll get to continue into that discussion here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. If you're online, you need to look at ProXPN because the state's trying to screw up your internet connection too and, you know, make that as unstable as possible and then force you to pay even more money to them for the so-called service. Well, right now they're probably trying to, through your internet service provider, gain access to your information about what you're doing. Your ISP's likely logging all of the sites you visit and the search terms you enter. And you know what? Most of them are going to hand it right over to the state when they come a-knocking. So you can stop that from happening by starting with ProXPN. You go to proxpn.com/FTL, download their software. It's free for Windows, Mac, iOS devices, Android, as well as Linux. You just download that, get it installed, get connected, and you are protected from online spying and prying in a lot of ways. Plus, with their premium account, you get unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can access. You can privately torrent and get past regionally blocked websites. As well as ProXPN does not keep records of your online habits at all. It's a global virtual private network, and it works well. I was just using it, I think, yesterday. ProXPN.com/FTL. That's ProXPN.com/FTL. Promo code FTL50 gets you 50% off for the lifetime of the annual account. That's promo code FTL50 at ProXPN.com/FTL. It's a great discount on privacy that is priceless. As we continue here, we can keep talking about the button.
I'd like to talk about the button.
Well, there's Alzheimer's sex, too, which is always a
hot topic. Definitely want to talk about that because that's totally hot. Let's go to Doug first, though, in Chicago.
Totally
you're on Free Talk
hot.
Live. Hello,
what
Doug.
What did you just say?
Kidding.
I can remember being a little boy, and my grandma and grandpa were remodeling their home and repainting it, and they were painting it white trim with orange, and they were taking out the picture window and putting in a bay window. And a couple people down the block came up to him, and I can clearly remember it. They told him that they didn't agree with the color that they picked out and that they were bringing the property value down in the neighborhood and what they were doing. And my grandfather told him, you know what? I bought and paid for the property. Get the hell off my driveway. And Cantwell, you kind of took me back with a remark about a week ago when you were doing a report about a gentleman in California where he let the lawn grow too high and they put him in jail for it. And you were talking about how you agreed with the law to maintain property value, but that you thought that it should be a deed between the property owner and the neighborhood.
Yeah, and just to clarify real quick, I didn't agree with the law that was being exercised. I said I could understand how people within a community might want to have a certain agreement, you know, though, yeah.
Right, but that can be the whole, I mean, I'm not claiming that you think like the majority of people, but you have a lot of people out there who think that they're entitled to not have their property go down and that their neighbor should have their liberty diminished for the fact that they don't want their property developed. By the way, the number one issue for maintaining your property value, if you talk to any realtor, it can be the interior. Meaning that if you have your neighbor down the block remodel their kitchen in pink and take out a vital wall and make it all weird looking, well, they've diminished your property value now. And you have nobody advocating that, you know, you should get approval for your kitchen or your living room before you.
Oh, yeah, yeah, they do.
Plenty of
bureaucrats. You just head on over to Longboat Key, Florida, and you will find that you need a permit for everything.
Internal renovations and everything, yeah.
Wow. Well, I will not be moving down there.
There's a lot of places like that. There are plenty
the
of governments.
The property value is the claim, you know, like if some people will claim that if you have kids walking to the school bus, kids walking through the neighborhood, that it lowers the property value. That black guy that just wandered through, he lowered our property value. Property value is so subjective that you can't even pin it on anything.
Busybody neighbors lower property value, in my opinion.
Right. But shifting the authority from the government, which I'm all in favor of, but over to like the community, which are like mob rule, I'm not in favor of that at all either. I mean, I think I'm all for individual freedom and liberty. You know what I mean?
Well, the government is mob rule. I don't know if you missed that.
Yeah. So I, you know, understand something. So I don't even think that, you know, you should have a situation where everybody on your street should have a say in what somebody does to somebody's house. But if people, there are enough people in the world who care about their neighbor's house because they're concerned it'll bring down their property values, or they just find it aesthetically unpleasing or whatever. Those people, in my opinion, should enter into communities where they have contracts with their neighbors. And that is the way that you can – there's a market demand, obviously, for people to control what other people do with at least the exteriors of their homes. So
neighborhood Nazis are a big thing.
And they should – and if those people want to live in a society like that, they can do that through contracts was really my only premise. I don't even think that, 10 out of – if 9 out of 10 people on your street say that you have to change your house, I don't believe that they should be able to override your property rights. But you might enter into an agreement with people, at which point you're bound to the terms of the agreement as well.
Right. If you enter into a contract with 10 of your neighbors that says we'll all have our houses beige, and then you decide, you know what, I'd like a little orange trim on my beige, then you violated the contract. That's all he's saying.
But here can be the issue, the other issue, and I'll get off the phone here. You know, I don't have a problem with a property owner buying a home and being like, okay, I'm entering into an HOA, knowing full well. But you have people that buy into a home, and then later on you have the neighborhood make the call, well, we want an HOA, or we want a tougher law on everybody, and you have the majority vote on it, and then you have to deal with it, you know?
Absolutely.
I mean, I don't
agree with it.
And I think that that's fundamentally unjust, and I don't disagree with you in the slightest, sir.
Totally. Thanks, Doug, for the call. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. James is in Kalamazoo, Michigan. James, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, hello.
Hey, go ahead.
First off, thanks for taking my call.
It's our pleasure. It's what we do here. Go for it.
And before I actually get to what I wanted to talk about, I've been tossing around the idea of joining the Free State Project, and I finally made the decision today that I am going to join.
Wow, congratulations. And when are you planning on making the move out here to New Hampshire?
Honestly, whenever I can save up enough money to go.
That's a fair answer.
I'm ready to get on out of here. I'm hoping within the next year to year and a half.
Great. Well, that'll be here before you know it. As much as I like to recommend people come out to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, if you've already made up your mind that you're going to move, I would say save your money and, you know, don't go to Pork Fest, and then just, you know, keep socking it away. That way you can make the move sooner rather than later. New Hampshire is a nice place to visit, but it costs money. That's money you could have been using to make the move.
Good advice.
So that's my suggestion. And James, I know you were getting to another point, so stand by. We'll bring you back for that. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Whether you want to join the Free State Project or not, New Hampshire is a great destination. You can also check out the Shire Society at shiresociety.com. But I'm a Free State Project participant. FreeStateProject.org. It's great stuff. It's Free Talk Live.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HDTV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch. Watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Attention taxpayers. If you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone
at 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Attention, do you owe money to the IRS or have years of unfiled returns? Are you being audited or receiving threatening letters? If the answer is yes, you need help. The IRS can seize your property and assets, impose fines and penalties, garnish your wages, and even go after your bank account. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. Don't let the IRS destroy your life. Take action now. Call our team of experts for a free and confidential initial evaluation. We've helped thousands resolve their tax problems. Let us help you. 800-261-7073. 800-261-7073.
So the news breaks, Hillary Clinton's running for president. My buddy Mark says to me, hey, didn't Hillary support the Brady Bill and the assault weapons ban? And I'm thinking, yeah, 1992 presidential campaign. Oh, my God, a gun grabber in the White House. So at Guns80.com, they've come up with the Hillary Clinton special. They just call it the Hillary. You even get two 30-round magazines for free, and it's only $474.95 for the whole kit. So get your AR-15 kit and tell Hillary, ha-ha, 8442-GUNS80. That's Guns80.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. We'll talk to you about whatever's on your mind. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us via Skype. It's Skype username LRN.FM. Battery power. It's more important now than it's ever been, and there are some good batteries out there. There's been a breakthrough in portable power technology called the Pocket Power Plus. It's a source of backup power so small you can put it in your pocket. You can also carry it in whatever's convenient. We've got, your glove box in the car, maybe your purse or briefcase. You're going to want to have this thing with you because, you know, if you've had a smartphone for more than a day, you know that thing is dead sometimes halfway through the day. If not halfway dead, you know, before the morning's over. And so it's good to have power on hand, and the Pocket Power Plus can run your electronic devices for hours and even days if necessary. It comes with a full accessory pack with most of the adapters you'll need, including jumper cables, because this thing in some circumstances can actually jumpstart a car. Free Talk Live listeners, that's you, can now get Pocket Power Plus for half price by going to pocketpowerplus9.com. That's pocketpowerplus9.com. You can use coupon code FTL. You'll save even more. Pocket Power Plus 1-800-259-9.com. James is back with us in Kalamazoo, Michigan. James, you just made the announcement. You're planning on, you have joined the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. You plan to move to New Hampshire within the next couple of years as soon as you can save up enough to make that move. And I think that's a smart decision. Saving is important. It's important to have savings when you make a move like that. This is a big decision for somebody to make, and I think that it shouldn't be taken lightly, and it doesn't sound like you are taking it lightly. There have been some people who've just sort of moved up on a whim, and a lot of times that doesn't work out for very well.
They live their life on a whim.
Yeah, right. So good to hear you're planning it. But what else were you calling about tonight, James? Go ahead.
Well, you know, I was browsing YouTube looking for some kind of liberty-oriented videos, and I came across something that about Rand Paul that I found a little disturbing. Now, I know that the three of you don't tend to participate in national politics, but I figured maybe I'd get out what I learned. Now, this is by no means like gospel. It's by no means like, it's not like I confirmed it, but the title of the video was Why Rand Paul is Not a Libertarian. And I'm like, oh, I have to check this out. And it listed some things on there, such as apparently he flip-flops on the issue of same-sex marriage. You know, one day he says leave it up to the states. The next day he's like, no, I'm not for it.
Well, now wait, just
I don't
clear.
Think that's a non-libertarian stance.
Okay, so Rand Paul's official, from what I understand, position on this is that he doesn't like it personally and wouldn't necessarily oppose the states from regulating it. But he's against the federal government regulating it, as I understand it. Now, that to me is not a libertarian position, because you have to be a libertarian all along the way. It's a better position than a lot of people have, in that they want the state at the federal level to control these things, but it's still not exciting to a true libertarian.
Well, a libertarian can take a couple of positions. They could say that there should be equal protection under the law, so therefore gays should be able to marry, or they could take the position that nobody should be able to, the government shouldn't be issuing marriage licenses.
He hasn't taken either of those positions.
I understand. I'm just saying that the caller is suggesting that gay marriage is somehow a libertarian issue, and I'm pointing out that it is not necessary. A libertarian issue.
I don't think that you were suggesting that, James, but go ahead with your
thoughts. Okay, well, let me clear it up for everybody else. So a libertarian could say that marriage licenses should not be issued by the state, so therefore I do not advocate for further inclusion of people into marriage licenses.
That I would be included in that particular thing.
There you go.
Well,
they could say that, but Rand Paul's not a libertarian, so he didn't say either of those.
And he doesn't really claim to be either, by the way.
That's right. He, in fact, has said specifically he's not a libertarian.
He's probably said that he is a libertarian,
okay.
Too.
Wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, I've heard it both ways, but the thing that shocked me most, and this video maker went through a list of different things, but the thing that shocked me the most is apparently apparently proposed an increase in military spending, but the biggest one that got me is apparently he's for the detention and or deportation of anybody who views or listens to something that might be considered radical.
What?
Well, I that sounds to me like a stretch, okay? So Rand Paul, he's a guy who's sort of mastered this art of political doublespeak, and it's difficult to get him nailed down on any particular position.
Enough not to support him.
Right. But I haven't heard that anybody who listens to anything deemed as radical should be, you know, indefinitely detained without a trial. But
yeah,
he
like
doesn't have a problem with the idea of indefinite detention without a trial for someone who is deemed to be an enemy combatant. And the
Whoa,
thing is, enemy
scary.
Combatant can sort of be construed very broadly. He had taken issue, for example, when there was the issue of he had that filibuster on the Senate floor about drone strikes, right? And he wasn't opposed to the president using drones to kill American citizens in foreign countries. He wasn't opposed to the president using drones to kill foreign citizens inside the boundaries of the United States. It was a very narrow opposition to the president.
Didn't he also support using a drone to shoot down a guy who was robbing a convenience store in the United States?
Yeah, but not the president having the authority to do that. He said the police can sort of kill a guy who leaves a liquor store with $50 and a gun. So the statement that you're making, that anybody who's listened to anything radical, I haven't heard that one, and I think I would have.
The other ones I'd heard. I questioned the third one. I would like to hear more about it. The citation, perhaps. Did the video suggest what the citations were?
He didn't actually, but
sort of an important thing to look for when you're getting political information on the internet.
All that said, there's a lot of good stuff out there. I mean, to read about if you want to learn more about Rand Paul.
There might be in the description. I mean, the gentleman seems like he did his research. He just went on a rant about that one.
You're a better presenter if you can seem like you've done your research. We do that all the time here on Free Talk Live.
You know,
what the hell we're talking about.
He is a guy who will say that the enemy is radical Islam. And that is like a totally broad statement that, you know, when you're talking about waging a war against an idea like that, I mean, it's so dangerous. You can go in any number of different directions.
James, thanks for your call. Appreciate it. Toll-free number here, 855-453. Doug's in Manchester, New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Doug.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, so, first of all, Rand Paul's awesome.
Why is that?
The only way we're going to get an undercover libertarian in the
gonna
White
House.
Going
to get who?
An undercover libertarian.
You mean a liar?
Well, I think that
he's going to be vague, and the only way he's going to get our vote is if he wins. The only way he's going to get nominated
is a language of lies. Politics is a language of massaging the truth. If you're going to enter into politics and you speak the truth, you're never going to get anywhere because you're not speaking the language of politics. It's not ridiculous. It's true.
There are people who have gotten elected here in New Hampshire who are very, very blunt and
representing 3,500
people. Say. So, no, that's not true. Mark, you're just making excuses for politicians now. Boy, he's batting 1,000 tonight.
Well, Ron Paul did his very best to do that, and he failed. Twice.
No, he didn't. He was elected a dozen times.
All right, yeah, the caller.
Yeah. Anyway, Rand Paul's got a good chance to keep going that way. But
agreed.
Doubtful.
Okay. Well, to end the government.
You can't make him happy. Like, Rand Paul doesn't talk the way he wants him to talk, so he'll never support
him. No, he just said
him.
He has a good chance. I said it's doubtful he has a good chance.
Why? Because of Ted Cruz, okay? This is the thing. If he was in there and Ted Cruz wasn't in the race, then maybe Rand Paul would stand some chance of doing something.
Who the hell's Ted Cruz?
Ted Cruz is going to get the conservative support and the religious zealots on his side. He's going to split votes with Rand, and some Democrat in a red tie is going to win the Republican primary.
Is that Jeb Bush? Wearing a red tie?
Ted Cruz is going to be caught with his hand down somebody's pants.
Hold on, Doug. I know you were going somewhere with this, unless it was just pure Rand Paul fellatio. Stand by. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I don't consider liars to be awesome people. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
When we needed $5,000 for a medical emergency, a friend told us about Avant. They use their own risk evaluation software to calculate a personalized interest rate, one that works for us. The whole process took minutes and didn't affect our credit score.
We've helped over 100,000 Americans get the money they need fast. And with Avant, you'll never pay hidden fees or be penalized for paying off your loan early. Right now, Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first installment is made on time. To check your rates risk-free and get this special offer, go to AvantOffer.com today and enter promo code 200 at checkout. That's www.avantoffer.com, promo code 200. Again, that's www.avantoffer.com, promo code 200.
Loans are made by WebBank and by affiliates of Avant Incorporated. California loans offered by Avant will be made under financial lender's license number 603-K124. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll free and get on the radio in these remaining moments. There's just enough time. I don't know if we're going to get to that sex with the wife with Alzheimer's story, but
I'll have to work on it when I get home.
Well, I am interested in hearing more about it because it was a story we originally had covered. So if we get the chance, we will sneak that in here. You can also join us, 855-453, toll-free. Also, Skype at username lrn.fm. If you like Free Talk Live and you want to help support the show, please amp Free Talk Live. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. Get signed up there for $5 a month, and you'll get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only podcast forum, amp-only Facebook group, which is one of the best perks, in my opinion. And it's all there, $5 a month. We'll invest that $5 into the show, get on more radio stations with it. We'll hopefully be announcing a couple of new stations within the next week or so. So looking forward to that. And it's all made possible by listeners like you getting behind the show as a Free Talk Live amplifier. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. As we go back to Doug, who had a few things to say about Rand Paul, but go ahead. I don't know if there was a larger point you were driving at. Go ahead, Doug, with your thoughts.
Yes, anyway, Rand Paul has a chance, but I was talking about the, you press the button and get rid of government. If you do that today, tomorrow, another government's going to take its place and the Bill of Rights will be null and void. That's the only thing keeping us somewhat safe.
We have every single time we bring this up, people say the exact same thing. We give the exact same refutation of it. Nobody has a refutation of our refutation. And I'm just not surprised that a Rand Paul fan is saying this to me. But like what I said before is if you have 320 million people with access to modern communications trying to have input on how you're going to form the next government, do you think that's not going to be a bit of an obstacle? And number two, what on earth makes you think the Bill of Rights is doing anything for you now?
Well, first of all, the only reason the courts aren't getting out of control is some areas they have to.
Subscribe to copblock.org. I mean, what do you mean the cops aren't getting out of control?
They have, well, in certain areas, like if you were just to get rid of the Bill of Rights, they would go house to house and say, you can't have any more guns.
They already have done that. They've gone house to house. They did it after the Hurricane Katrina.
Federal courts are backing us up simply because of that piece of paper. People would riot if they said there's null and void now.
It's pretty clearly null and void.
I mean, April 19th, 2013.
But you didn't address Doug Chris's first point about the fact that if you press some magical button and got rid of all of the auspices of the state, someone trying to put...
They're going to come in tomorrow and they're going to say
that on the radio.
That's probably what they say, though.
Yeah, you can't say the F word on the radio. I'm sorry about that. But I understand where he was coming from. The suggestion here, Chris, is that get rid of the government gang tomorrow and that the littler gangs will step up in their place.
I far prefer the littler gangs.
At least those people don't have the legitimacy the police do. The police don't do anything different. They are committing highway robbery on a regular basis. But when you try to tell someone that who believes in government, they won't listen to you.
Right.
It's not a cage when
the government doesn't exist and the mafia steps in and I say, do away with the mafia. I don't have a whole bunch of people saying to me, no, we have to incrementally get rid of the mafia.
Right. They're willing to fight back.
The mafia hadn't been in power at that point, so incrementalism wouldn't necessarily be necessary. Let me ask you this. The police provide any service at all?
Depending.
What is it? What's that service?
Well, they are the monopoly on providing protection services, and every now and then they will go after an actual criminal.
Do you think that protection services provide stability?
Well, again, Mark, the government in general creates instability because it is a criminal gang. But if they were operating as a criminal protection service...
Well, that is not... You have not proven a point.
The police
who lost
their jobs as public police could get jobs tomorrow in a market environment protecting person and property.
I didn't claim that they couldn't.
Yeah.
I'm asking some questions. You just made a claim. That claim is that the government causes instability.
How does
it cause instability?
Business cycles.
Well, it destroys people's lives.
It doesn't really have much to do with police.
They threaten people constantly. That makes things very unstable. When you're trying to open a business, there's some government agent demanding money and extracting obedience from you. That's unstable because you never know when some group...
That's because they have a different understanding of property rights than you do.
Yeah. Well, when somebody who comes around and takes a crap on your front porch because they don't care about property rights, whether they're a government agent or just some hippie,
threaten them in order to get them off of your property. It's proving the point that threats aren't going to go away.
I don't care about that, Mark.
I know.
I'm only making a point. Police in New York disarm the citizenry, and that creates massive amounts of crime, which I would say creates a lot of
instability. You're not making a point. Only one state.
Well, you're not
there
making
are lots
states,
of points.
Mark, you're not making a point against pressing the button at all.
I am.
No, you haven't made a salient point at all. Let's go to Charlie listening in Kentucky. You're on Free Talk Live. The state doesn't do anything that people have consented to. Thank you. Go ahead, Charlie.
I had a variation on the button, and I was thinking, what if you could hit a button that restored everything to a constitutional sense?
We thought the anarchy button was unrealistic.
Yeah, I don't want to go back to slavery, man. I mean, I'm sorry. The Constitution had some good stuff in it, and it was a good try at trying to create a better government, I guess. But still, that's still a government. It's still an agency of coercive force.
You know, 13th Amendment's part of the Constitution, so going back to the Constitution as it stands would not reinstitute slavery.
Oh, so you didn't mean the original Constitution. You just meant the current Constitution.
Yeah, constitutional government worldwide. They could never step outside of the bounds of the Constitution.
How would you keep it from stepping outside the bounds of the Constitution?
It's a magic button.
It's a magic button.
It is a magic button.
All right. If I have to choose between no button at all and the magic button that makes the entire world constitutionally limited and governments follow their own laws, that's a magic button that I would absolutely press.
It's going to be better than today.
As long as we're making up magic buttons, I might as well get rid of the massive violent institution that rules over the human race.
That button is rainbow colored and plays the hokey pokey when you push it. It is that crazy.
Thanks, Charlie, for your call tonight. Let's go to James. He's in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live. Hi, James.
Oh, Eminem. Huh? Minister Edge and Minister Freeman and the nut in between.
You're the peanut, Eminem.
No, that be can't cope well.
Uh-huh.
All right. Mark, I believe animals have rights. That's why I would respect Chris if he were in my orbit. Otherwise, I wouldn't object to anybody pulling out a Glock and emptying his skull of the blood and brains.
You love to talk about people's death, and then you get all upset when I call you a raving lunatic, a psychopathic, homicidal nut.
Love to respond to all the crap you said on Free Talk Live.
You don't have to respond to it. You just, within 15 seconds, were fantasizing about unloading a Glock into Chris Cantwell's skull.
You are a lunatic. He wasn't saying he would do it.
Yes, he was fantasizing about it.
By the way, Mark, for the benefit of your listeners, Kent Copewell fantasized about how it would be great that more cops would have Glocks emptied in there.
Don't pretend that you do anything for the benefit of anyone. I've listened to you. Mark has read to me the text. This guy obsesses about us. He's like sending us Skype messages. I'm glad he actually called in this time, because what he's been doing for months now is he sends Skype message after Skype message after Skype message throughout the show, telling us how much he hates us while he listens to the program religiously. It's creepy, James.
Right, I'm creepy. Just like James from Kalamazoo, chronic caller, has never called that because he calls in here to wax you. But anyway, Bernard, speaking of pushing a button, if somebody would push a button in Keene to make you and all of your freak Keeners disappear and all your Free State Project sycophants disappear,
where do we go?
Lost would Keene be? And wouldn't it be a nicer place? What loss to Keene would be if you were all to be pushed away by a button, literally. It would be a better place. But anyway, Cantwell, you're the one who fantasized and celebrated two cops being murdered by a cold-blooded
lunatic.
You know
what's fun about buttons?
And then none of them
I can push them, too. 855-453.
To abolish James Whittaker.
I love how this guy just thinks that Keene would be better off. It's one of the most liberal places in the state, in one of the more liberal areas of the country. And this guy, who's an avowed conservative, just thinks these liberals should be able to get their way at everything. This just goes to show the twisted
statist.
Logic.
Well, no, I mean, he's as much of a statist as any of the liberals in Keene. I mean, he loves the government, and so do a lot of the people around here in Keene. And I'm sure there are some people who would like to press a button and get rid of all of us. But sorry, there's more people coming here.
That's why I don't like talking about these buttons, these imaginary buttons. Just doesn't make any sense.
All right. I don't know where the hell we were going. Hey, the Alzheimer's thing. What the hell happened with that in like 20 seconds?
Yeah, so real quick, there was a guy in Iowa who's a legislator there who was put on trial because his wife had Alzheimer's and was in a nursing home, and he was going in there and visiting her. I don't have her age handy, but he was like 78 years old.
Sexy visits.
And so he's going to visit his wife in a nursing home. They're having sex. He was charged with sexual assault, and he just went on trial and was just found not guilty, which I think
by a jury.
Great news. Yeah, by a jury. I think it's great news because from all accounts, his wife wanted to have sex with him. It was a comfort that he was providing to her in this home.
Good.
And, you know, I hope I'm getting laid when I'm that old.
Check out Chris's new show this Friday, still 5 o'clock.
Radical Agenda, 5 to 7 p.m.
ChristopherCampbell.com and also freetalklive.com. Visit us online.
For 20 years, you've counted on Lumber Liquidators for the quality flooring you want at the low price you deserve. So we've lowered prices on some of our best hardwood floors. Why pay over $3 for laminate at big box stores? You've got solid, pre-finished hardwood from 99 cents. Want bamboo? Don't pay $2.39 for laminate that looks like bamboo. We've got the real thing for $1.49, plus 10% off Morningstar bamboo. More deals from 49 cents and 24-month special financing. For beautiful, safe, and high-quality hardwood floors for less, see the experts today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
New Hampshire is under quarantine as walking corpses devour the flesh of the living. Max is 11 years old and surviving alone. Slow moving and non-thinking, the dead swarm his home. Now he must apply his Porcupine Freedom Scouts training to improvise his escape. Look for Survivor Max on Facebook, read reviews on Amazon, or read Chapter 1 at SurvivorMax.com.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.